the book Hebrews, part 247. I'm Professor Hannes Redingheys of the First Assembly of Yahushua in South Africa, Pretoria, Montana, also international. Should you require any of my books which I've written, maybe the two keys to the book of Revelation, A4 book, nearly 800 pages thick. We originally now is two books, because it's too thick to bind, with relevant information as never before. If you want to obtain the book, or have a question, or just want to share something, you are very welcome. Just contact me at my WhatsApp number. It's +27 international, or go to my and my number is 0722 367 124. Just go to my website, https://yahvah.co.za, as you can see right on the top here. If this is the first time that you are about to participate in the study, you are so very, very welcome. I urge you to go to part one, start from the beginning, because you've missed out on quite a bit of information. It's very important to subscribe to the channel in order to receive the different notifications of the studies that we are currently busy with, as well as our English TikToks daily. Please send this link to your friends and family, and those that is dear to you. Make sure at least have a 1611 King James Bible, or the restoration of the original Sacred Name Bible, a pen and a notepad ready. Welcome to Breakfast with Prof. Hannes. Hallelujah. What a privilege just to study the Word every day. It's not a routine. The day that this just becomes a routine is the day that I will stop it. Because if it's just a normal daily routine, it will fall short of the anointing of the Ruach HaKodesh. And the Bible says it is the anointing that breaks the bondages. It's the blood of Yahushua who set us free from sins and unrighteousness. What a privilege. So we don't do things doing it normally. We do it because it's part of us being alive. Wanted to grow in the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. Hebrews 12:16, let there be any fornicator or profound person as Esau, who for one morsel of meat sold his birthright. On that stage that he's done it, he didn't have any value. Because he says, if I die, it is of no value to me. It was more important to eat, to feed his body. And this is what we must guide against in life today, is that we don't feed our bodies, that we don't also feed our spiritual bodies, our soul's dimension, with dogma and teachings of different people and the things that they bring, which is just internet information. But it's important that you feed our soul's dimension with the revelation living word. Because through the revelation living word, we can advance daily, spiritually. Advance in your prayer life. Advance in studies, advance in spiritual knowledge. And also you will be amazed how this word which is taught influence your daily thoughts, making certain decisions differently as what you would have done it before, without being in the revelation word of Yahweh our Elohim. You know why? Because on the end of the day, we are so more conscious of what Yaffa and Yafashua through the Ruach HaKodesh is thinking about what we are doing. Well, it happened to me more than ever since I came to this revelation gospel, knowing and want to know what Yaffa and Yafashua through the Ruach HaKodesh is thinking of the decisions I am making. So, you must also remember that the decisions that we are making are influencing other people's lives. So the decisions that you might make most probably will influence the way that you will lead your household, that you will do Bible study, that you will approach other people, family and friends. I know sometimes we are so anxious just to preach the word and teach the word that it's possible that we can make mistakes. There's an Afrikaans saying, I'm going to put it in English, that says that a horse stumbles over four legs. So it's possible that we can stumble over our tongue and just not say the right thing. I know since I started with the English studies, maybe my presence and my tenses was not exactly as it should be, because I was quite solely rusted for many years, not dealing in English, not preaching in English, hardly speaking in English, because we are an Afrikaans community. And most of our sharing of the word is in Afrikaans. That's why I have more than 2,600 videos in Afrikaans on YouTube and studies. So, not doing something all the time, you do get a bit rusted. But you know what? As time has gone by, and really we didn't have a lot of complaints when I started to teach and preach in English. But as we go along, we are picking up the momentum. And suddenly certain terminology and words and tenses just comes right. Oh, it might happen that I say a tense wrong, and a couple of seconds later the Ruach will show to me, and then I just address it and put it right, and we carry on. I always say to the guys, come, if you want to be critical about my English, come and preach in Afrikaans, then I'll be critical. Hallelujah. And so can the German person also say, and the Greek person in his own tongue. You see, for many years people were very nippy about saying something in the wrong tense or anything. But today it's about the word, the message of salvation. It's the gospel. Why are we doing it? There's no financial gain. Yes, the book sells and keeps the ministry really alive, and there's a couple of people that helps with assisting financially, but it's not massive amounts. But as Yaffa works in everyone's soul's dimension or heart, should it happen that you feel that you want to participate in financing the ministry, you're so welcome to contact me. If you don't, that's also good. That's one thing we don't do, we don't preach money. Why? Because the earth and its fullness belongs to Yahushua. Hallelujah. He knows what we need. He knows that the ministry is costing money. He knows that we also have to eat. That's why I'm so thankful for my books that I've written, that also provides, through that Yaffa also provides, putting food on my table. So, Hebrews 12 verse 17. He says, I just want to go back to Hebrews 12 verse 16. Lest there be any fornicator or profound person as Esau. We need to pay attention. For Satan not to rob us of our kingsmanship. What proof? Yeah. The Bible says we are functioning today on earth in the domain of Satan as kings, sons, and priests of Yahweh, our Elohim. We don't believe in the theology of the Jehovah Witnesses that believes, and that of course other denominations as well, believing that we're going to remain on this earth. No. This earth is going to be dissolved by brimstone and fire. 1 Peter 2. But we believe that we are set in this environment, in this country. And that's why we haven't fled the country yet. Where there's hope, there's life. Or where there's life, there's hope. Where Yahushua is, there's hope, there's life. We pray for our country, for Yahweh our Elohim, to work in mysterious ways. And he's busy. We don't fear, because that's what Satan wants us to do. The biggest weapon Satan can draw against a Yahwist is fear, or any person is fear. We don't fear death. Why? Because death is just walking through a curtain to the other side of life, as I explained before. We don't fear death. Yes, we have to die. But as long as Yahweh keeps us alive and healthy, we want to do what he has called us to do. For that which he has prepared us. He prepared me more than 58 years in the eschatology and end time revelation in the Word, in order for the bride of Yahushua to come to the revelation knowledge which he had prepared for every one of us, which through church dogma and teachings has been corrupted in such a way that it didn't even make sense anymore. Protestant people, charismatic people, have turned to Islam, to Buddhism, has turned to Hinduism. There's even some that turn to Satanism. Can you believe that? Can you believe that? Why? Because people would not allow the Ruach HaKodesh, the Holy Spirit, to come and dwell within them. Allowing Yahushua to be the head of the body. And it's not this flesh. The body of Yahushua universally. And that's why Father has called us as kings, sons, and priests. In this world, which is so confused, that it's difficult sometimes to grasp whether it's day or night. Most of the things have gone totally upside down. You can't even know the seasons anymore. We in South Africa, the last 2 months have received rain like in no other time of my mind as a small boy. Normally in January, February, then the dams is overflowing. The dams are all overflowing. Farmers can't even get into their land because it's just mud and water. But we don't complain, we are thankful. But I'm saying, why I'm using this? Because times has changed so much. And there's a lot of aspects that can be named here, why. But Yahweh knows what is best for the bride. And we as bride of Yahushua, the word says, when you see these things happen, look up where your Redeemer is coming from. Now yeah, time has caught up with us. We are going to deal with this scripture tomorrow morning again. What a privilege. Let's stand steadfast, keeping our eyes focused on our Redeemer, Yahushua, and let's live in faith, believing the revelation word as the true word. Till tomorrow morning, if it's Father's will, Maranatha, Yahushua's coming back again. Hallelujah.